Welcome to the Marketing and Heart Podcast, a show for handmade sellers like yourself that's filled with tips and tricks to help you build a solid foundation for your business. I believe if you made it by hand, that you should market it with heart. Now let's get on with the show. Today, I'm here to tackle a topic I think we all come across now and then, whether it's from customers or from fellow Etsy sellers. There's this idea that every sale is somehow better if it happens on your own website rather than on Etsy. You've probably heard customers say, "I'd rather buy from your site so you keep more of the sale." Or even other Etsy sellers who believe selling on their own sites means saving money on fees. But does it actually work that way? Let's dig into why Etsy sales aren't just good for your wallet, they're actually crucial for your visibility. Now, I totally get it. Having a website feels amazing because it is your own space, your brand, and everything is under your control. But Etsy brings something valuable to the table that your website may not, and that is visibility. Think of it like this. Every single sale on Etsy doesn't just bring in cash, it actually helps you get discovered by more people. Every sale tells Etsy's algorithm that people are interested in your shop, which can improve your search rankings, showing your products to even more potential customers. Plus, Etsy is already a trusted marketplace with an established audience. People go there specifically to buy handmade, unique products, and Etsy handles the payment processes, buyer protection, and seller protection, and so on. That's a level of trust that you don't automatically get on a personal website, and it can make a huge difference when someone's on the fence about hitting that buy button. It's easy to think that skipping Etsy fees means more money in your pocket, but let's look at it practically. Running a website is not free. There's hosting. Mine costs $290 a year. There's maintenance, security updates, and then there's the marketing effort to drive traffic, which I'm really good at, but that's a totally different subject. But with Etsy, those fees you're paying are effectively buying you exposure to a huge audience, saving you time and resources that you'd otherwise need to spend on getting traffic to your own site. Now, if you're wondering how to get the best of both worlds, a site you control and the visibility of a marketplace, let's talk about what I believe is the number one place for your traffic, your email list. Here's why. Your email list is your direct line to people who want to hear from you, and that's where the real control lies. Whether you're promoting your Etsy shop, your own site, or anything else, your email list lets you send customers exactly where you want them to go, and you can do it anytime. One of the best ways to build that list? A blog. A blog on your website not only allows you to connect with your audience by offering helpful or inspiring content, but it also helps you funnel people onto your email list. Every post is an opportunity to encourage readers to join, and once they're on that list, you have a direct, lasting way to reach them. In the end, every online effort, whether it's your Etsy shop, website, social media, it should be geared toward building that list. It's the asset that keeps giving back over and over again. I'll tell you from my own experience. I've spent years balancing my own website and Etsy, and what I've realized is that it's not about choosing one over the other. When I started, I thought selling from my own site was going to mean more money saved, fewer fees, and more control. And yes, there's truth to that in certain ways. But the visibility Etsy offers, especially as my shop grew, brought in way more traffic than I'd ever see just relying on my own marketing. So every sale I made on Etsy, even if it meant paying a small fee, was a little bit of advertising for my shop. And that advertising, it has value. But my biggest game changer, my email list. I can send people to my website, my Etsy shop, or anywhere else I want, knowing they're there because they already love my products, and that's the kind of connection every business owner needs. So if you're ready to take control of your traffic, not just on Etsy or on your own website, but in a way that benefits you wherever you sell, I've got a free resource that can help you get started. Download my proven strategy to drive more visitors to your Etsy shop or website with blogging. It's designed to show you how blogging can be the key to building an email list that lets you direct traffic anywhere you want. Head over to marketingandheart.com to grab your free guide and start taking control of your traffic today. So Etsy is an incredible tool for visibility and reaching people who are already excited about buying handmade. But your email list? That's where you really hold the power to guide and connect with your audience. When you blend these strategies, you're setting yourself up not just for short-term sales, but for long-term success. If you found this episode helpful, share it with another handmade business owner who's navigating the same choices. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you're looking for more ways to grow your handmade biz, why not head over to my website at www.marketingandheart.com. See you there.